What's up, guys? Nanajaman here. So today I want to talk to you guys about something that I wrote down some years back, actually. I call this one wait for it. Hold it on suffer today to build a life you want to live tomorrow. I mean, we all say this a lot of times, but when it comes to the suffering part, it becomes very difficult. You get it? You don't just start from 10 to 1. You start from 1 to 10. And life is just a process, guys. Life is a gradual process. Everybody is going to achieve whatever they set out to achieve, but it will take time. You know, it's not a race. So when somebody gets to their number 10 before you do, you need to understand that your time is up. It's time for them to get to that point in their life. Yours will also come. It's a gradual process. I mean, most people feel that because I'm better than this guy, I'm better than this girl, I should be ahead of him in life. But I mean, everybody has a destiny. Everybody has a path. You might go round and round and round before you finally get to your destination. Somebody will start today. Tomorrow they'll be at their destination. It's like that. We need to learn to appreciate life as it comes. You need to learn to appreciate what God does for you. I mean, most of the times we feel, I fasted for what, 30 days, I fasted for 40 days, and I've still not gotten my answer. And so God has not been fair to me. God has not been fair to me, because I mean, I fasted. The fact that you pray doesn't necessarily mean that you are gonna reach your destination tomorrow. It's a gradual process. I mean, if you don't go through the test and the mess, there wouldn't be any testimonies, and then there wouldn't be any messages to tell people out there. You need to go through the process to get to your final destination. In that, when you finally get there and you get a chance to speak to people, you know what to say. Just think of it. All these coaches out there, all these lifestyle, health, business coaches and all that, they've gone through life. They've gone through experiences. And what they tell you basically is their life experiences, their journeys before they got to wherever they are currently. So, I mean, if you're out there and you feel, I need to get to my destination, my final destination in the next 2 months, in the next 12 months, in the next 2 days. I mean, it can take less than 2 days, it can take less than 12 months, it can take less than 2 months, all right? But it can also take more than 2 months, it can take more than 12 months. So what I always tell people, or what I live my life with is that I learn to take life as it comes. I learn to take opportunities as it comes. I mean, someone work for you. The ones that work, you stick with it. The ones that don't work, you learn to let it go and then move on. That is life. Every day is a new day. The fact that you have life every blessed day means it's another blessing for you to keep on pushing, to keep on working toward your goal and trying to make it happen. That is it, guys. So if you're out there today and you feel God has not been fair with you, you feel you've been good, you've been everything the Bible wants you to be, but you're still not reaching your destination, you need to understand God is preparing you for something greater. I mean, He wants you to go through the test and the mess, so that when you stand, or when He finally elevates you and you stand somewhere, you have a lot of testimonies and the messages to share with people. Exactly. So that is my thought today, and that is what I want to share with you guys today. My name is Anajaman, and stay safe, guys. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.